All right, so I want to say right off the bat, I don't have a pet. I have in the past, but we don't currently have a dog or a cat or really anything. We have a fish. Doesn't really count for these purposes. And I get it. It's almost like someone who wants to give me parenting advice who's not a parent. I understand. Having said all of that, the fact that there are 11% of Americans who plan to dress their cat or dog up for Halloween, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of dogs and cats. And the thing is when you see that, they don't ever really look very happy, do they? The dog or the cat. If you see a dog dressed up as Sherlock Holmes, I'm pretty sure that dog's not real keen about it. They may not be able to express it, but I think their eyes give them away. And can you blame them, really? A little pipe coming out of it? It just doesn't seem right. But that's me. And they actually quote a woman in this article saying she'd love to let her dog decide whether to wear a costume or not as soon as the dog starts paying rent. Right there, that's a red flag. We're dealing with someone who has a tenuous relationship with reality, I think. She's quoted as saying, he fights pretty hard, but we feed him and house him. So this is the least he can do. As if this dog now owes her something, right? Maybe the dog just doesn't feel like putting on a sweater with a skeleton face on it. What's your plan for tomorrow night, though? Are you dressing up your dog or cat for Halloween? Let us know.